as Anselm says, theology is faith seeking understanding. So you begin with faith, and then human intelligence tries to figure out what that means. The Enlightenment turned that around. Now revelation has to answer at the court of human reason. And human reason itself is defined in a fairly narrow fashion. Not all ways of reasoning are considered to be equally valid. Rather, that form of reasoning which can be empirically verified is the judge of all things. So that if we're in the realm of natural science, that which can be demonstrated through experimentation, replication, prediction, and so forth, calculation. If we're talking about history, that which can be empirically verified by means of evidence and so forth. So what happens within the Enlightenment is that Christianity has virtually every aspect of it challenged. The whole claim to the supernatural, its story, is now challenged on grounds of its historicity. And there develops in the 16th century in England, and then very quickly also in Germany, a form of Christianity called deism. It still bears the name Christian, but in effect it has been reduced to what might be called what is reasonable in Christianity. So that a deist, like Thomas Jefferson in the United States, is somebody who cuts out of the gospel everything involving miracles, the supernatural, the sacraments, all of these kinds of things. And Jesus is admired as a kind of heroic, moral exemplar and wise teacher, but surely not the powerful and risen Lord which has proclaimed by traditional Christianity. So the Enlightenment, and with the Enlightenment, the birth of modernity, the modern age, together with the political upheavals of revolution, made the last 200 years of Christianity one of great confusion. And so we find then at the beginning of the 21st century that the Christian story is far from over. Despite the many obituaries that are written for Christians by its cultured despisers, and much to the chagrin of some of those cultured despisers, Christianity is booming. It is growing everywhere in the world. As we said in the very opening, over 2 billion of the world's population call themselves Christians. Nevertheless, even though this story is not over, Christianity is not going to die out. It is a critical stage in the story because Christians are at a dramatic turning point of self-definition as they seek to discover what parts of their previous story best prepares it for the future. The question for Christianity then is, how will it look in its next stage? Now, what I want to do then in this lecture is to provide some kind of assessment of the state of Christianity in two large topics. I want to talk first about Christianity in the first world nations, primarily Europe and the United States, or North America generally. These are the countries that are most shaped by the forces of modernity, whose culture is most shaped by the Enlightenment. Christians in Europe and in North America are in some ways more deeply divided than others. That's going to be my first topic. And in other ways are more unified than they have ever been. But on two different sorts of planes. Let me begin with the way in which they are more divided. Christians in first world countries today are divided less because of major disagreements on points of doctrine, although even there are some disputes, but theology generally does not matter as much to people as it once did. So you rarely find an explicit debate, for example, over the divinity of Jesus among Christians. Most will ascribe, at least verbally, to the statements of the creed. And nor are they divided primarily over moral issues, although issues such as abortion have certainly galvanized a great deal of disagreement among Christian communities. but by and large, Christians agree on their moral stances.